In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, the 16th of March. Glad as always to have you along, everybody. Think, if you will, of the White House budget plan that came out today as an expanded version of one of President Trump's tweets. More a sense of his thinking kind of thing than representative of real overall plan. Mick Mulvaney, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, said as much today of the document that is colloquially called the skinny budget.
This budget does not address the big picture items such as policy changes, revenue flows, tax policy, mandatory spending. This is simply the top line spending budget. It's why we call it the budget blueprint and not the full budget.
So if it's not the actual plan, what is it?
This is the message the president wanted to send to the public, to the press, to Capitol Hill.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explores what the White House is trying to tell us.
In a nutshell, President Trump wants more money for the military, less money for just about everything else, excluding entitlements. In some ways, it's textbook conservatism.
The president's budget proposal clearly lays out defense as the primary national priority.
Romina Baccia is a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. The proposal cuts the EPA by 31%, the State Department by 28%, and the Health and Human Services budget by 18%.
The budget also shows a clear interest in returning power to states and localities.
But in at least one big area, Trump's priorities differ considerably from conservatives. Alan Viard is a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute.
I think there are many conservatives who are rightly concerned about entitlement spending outstripping federal revenue.
Viard says the skinny budget makes no mention of the deficit, and the president has said he doesn't intend to touch Social Security or Medicare.
Well, I think it's tough to identify Donald Trump's philosophy. It seems like he says one thing and does another.
Carmel Martin is executive vice president for policy at the Center for American Progress. Martin sees a contrast between Trump's rhetoric promoting working people and his proposed cuts to programs that serve them. Jared Bernstein is at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He goes further.
This budget is kind of looking out there at the landscape of American social policy and deciding that we're doing much too much for poor people.
But the budget process is long and complicated. Alice Rivlin is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
Usually there are big changes made by the Congress.
So wherever Trump's budget is ideologically, it is unlikely to survive as is. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Alice Rivlin, by the way, also the founding director of the Congressional Budget Office, much in the news of late.